Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hello and welcome to episode 251 of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. So last week we kicked off a two-part series on 10 albums every guitar player should listen to. And in that episode, episode 250, we looked at I Experience by Jimi Hendrix, we looked at Led Zeppelin 4 by Led Zeppelin, Rumours by Fleetwood Mac, Texas Flood by Steve Ray Vaughan, and Nevermind by Nirvana. So today we're finishing off that list with five more iconic albums that shaped the way we play guitar. So as before, I'll share a little bit of history, explain the impact the albums have had on guitar music, and highlight a key lesson we can take away and apply to your own playing. Before we dive into that, though, I do have a little bit of Beginner Guitar Academy news, and that is I've released this month Academy Show. So every month I do an Academy Show. Now I give shout out to members of past level assessments of Hit Guitar Anniversaries, and I go through what was released in the previous month within Beginner Guitar Academy, so what I released in August, and finish off by giving a little tease of what's coming in September as well. So if you haven't logged in for a while, have been checking the member newsletters, log into the Academy, head over to Community, and you'll see a link at the top page to take you to the Academy Show. So now all the news out of the way, let's dive into this week's episode, 10 albums every guitar player should listen to. So the sixth album every guitar player should listen to is Back in Black by AC/DC. Now, this album was released in 1980 as a tribute to the late singer Bon Scott, and Back in Black became one of the best-selling albums of all time. Angus Young's riffs at the heart of the record with songs like Hell's Bell, Shoot to Thrill, and of course, Back in Black. And this album had a massive impact. AC/DC showed the power of the guitar riff. These aren't complicated songs, but they're built on tight, driving guitar parts that sound massive. So that sound went on to influence countless hard rock and metal bands. So key guitar lesson here then, guys, is a guitar riff doesn't need to be complex. Focus on the rhythm, the groove, and playing with absolute confidence. That's what makes a riff unforgettable. So when you're playing Back in Black riff, focus on the groove. Focus on that rhythm and play with confidence. Channel your inner Angus Young. So guys, to demonstrate this album, I've chosen Back in Black. So we're going to check that out, performed by Back in Black in December 1981 at the Capitol Center in Landover, MD. So next up, album 7 is The Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd, released in 1973. So this progressive rock masterpiece features some of Dave Gilmour's most legendary guitar work. Songs like Time and Money showcase his melodic phrasing, his soaring bends, his iconic tone. And we're talking about soaring bends, you're talking about big bends. He's a big fan of minor third bends and two-tone bends, which is going to make your fingers sore. And this album had a massive impact. Gilmour redefined the role of the lead guitarist. So instead of shredding, he played solos that told a story using space, feel, and melody to connect emotionally with the listener. His approach influenced everyone from Mark Knopfler to John Frusciante. Now, key guitar lesson here then, guys, is every note counts. So don't rush to fill space. Let your bends, vibrato, and phrasing sing. Sometimes fewer notes creates the biggest impact. I always say to my students, Dave Gilmour is a great example of the school of the right notes in the right place, rather than every note, every place. So that's really, say, the big takeaway. Don't rush and let your bends, vibrato, sing. So the track I'm going to play for you here is Money by Pink Floyd, and this is from July 2005, performed at London Live 8 concert. Money. So album number 8 is Abbey Road by the Beatles, released in 1969. So by the time Abbey Road was released, the Beatles had pushed guitar music in countless directions. This album is full of clever guitar parts woven seamlessly into the songs. George Harrison's Something contains one of the most lyrical guitar solos ever, and the dueling guitar lines in the Abbey Road melody show just how innovative they were as a band. So the impact the Beatles have, well, they proved that guitar could be integrated into sophisticated arrangements, serving the song rather than dominating it. They influenced everything from pop to progressive rock. And the key lesson here then, guys, is think like a songwriter, not just a guitarist. Your guitar should enhance a song, not just show off your skills. So when you play your solo, listen to the backing and look at how you can enhance the overall song and not just show off. So the song I'm going to play for you here is George Harrison playing Here Comes the Sun. This is taken from the concert for Bangladesh. Okay, album number 9 is Paranoid by Black Sabbath, released in 1970. So this is the record that defined heavy metal. Tony Iommi's riffs on Paranoid, War Pigs, Iron Man are heavy, dark, and instantly recognizable. Despite losing his fingertips in an accident, Iommi adapted his playing using lighter strings, lower tuning, which basically defined the whole genre, which also helped create that heavy sound that Sabbath are known for. So the impact here then, so Black Sabbath invented a genre. Their riffs inspired metal, doom, stoner rock, and even grunge decades later. So the key guitar lesson, limitations can lead to innovations. So don't see obstacles as setbacks. They can help you find your inner unique sound. And remember, tuning down and experimenting with tone can completely change the mood of your playing. And really good thing to experiment with at any stage in your guitar playing. So the song we are going to listen to here is Paranoid by Black Sabbath, and this is from Live Aid in 1985.
Bitch with my woman, 'cause she couldn't help me with my
So album number 10, the final album we're looking at today, is Hotel California by the Eagles, released in 1976. So this album blends rock, country and folk influences with some of the most memorable guitar work of the 1970s. The title track features one of the most famous twin guitar harmonies in history, played by Joe Rolsch and Don Felder. And it's a classic. I'm doing this at the minute with some students for upcoming show that we got at Christmas. And there's so many guitar parts. The solo is a great little study just in itself on soloing. So definitely check that out if you are a little bit further along your playing, because it's not easy. But you want a really good kind of minor pentatonic and minor song study, that's a really good one to look at. So the impact of his album, the Eagles popularized the idea of dual lead guitar working together, a sound later adopted by countless other rock bands. The combination of acoustic and electric guitars create lush textures that still sound timeless. Now, the key guitar lesson here then, guys, is collaboration can always elevate your playing. Harmonized leads, call and response parts, or even just layering rhythm and lead lines can create something far greater than one guitar alone. And if you do have something like a loop pedal, this song you can start experimenting with layering up guitar parts, be that harmonizing lead lines or just creating a rhythm track and jamming over it with some lead playing, is a really, really cool thing to do. So the track we listen to here is Life in the Fast Lane. This is live on MTV in 1994.
Life in the fast lane. fast name. Life in the fast lane.
And that wraps up part two of our series of 10 albums every guitar player should listen to. Of course, these two episodes, we covered rock legends as Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Nirvana, AC/DC, Pink Floyd, The Beatles, Black Sabbath and The Eagles. So each album shows a different side of what the guitar can do. From raw power to subtle textures, from experimental sounds to timeless riffs. So I'd love to hear from you guys. What album do you think every guitar player should listen to? So share your pick with me and maybe I'll include it in a future episode or blog post. And remember, if you are a beginner Guitar Academy member, we've got loads of resources waiting for you inside the Academy to help you apply these lessons to your own playing. If you're not a member yet, you can come and join for just $1 and take a 2-week trial over at beginnerguitaracademy.com. So thanks for tuning in and I'll see you next week for another episode. Until then, keep practicing and I'll chat to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.